Howdy y'all, my name is Marissa Kulo, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in to my very first episode of my podcast series called Life Can Kiss My Ass. It's going to be a 3-episode series, so I am extremely happy that y'all are here with me for this first episode. We're gonna start off on this first episode really just talking about how everything happened right after my high school graduation. So without further ado, I just want to go ahead and dive in. Post-graduation, the year is 2016. I graduated in June. I was 18. I felt like I was on top of the world. Everyone was having their best year in 2016. People still talk about it to this day. Full of concerts, love, friends, family. I was working full-time at a movie theater known as Studio Movie Girl back home. It's a movie theater that sells alcohol, food, you name it, they sell it. I was having to pull 12-hour, 14-hour shifts because I was saving up my money before I moved to San Marcos, where I chose to attend Texas State University. That was actually the only college I applied to and the only one I got into because in my mind, I didn't feel like I was ready for college straight out of high school. I didn't feel like I was emotionally and mentally mature enough for it. However, from the time that I could remember, my parents pushed and pushed and pushed, and all it was day after day, you gotta get into college. You gotta go to college. If you don't go to college, you're not gonna make it. You need a degree to get a job. And as a child, you know, hearing that, it was kind of rough because in my mind, I felt like the only way to not disappoint them or to be successful meant I had to go to college. That's the only option I had out of high school. Nothing else mattered. It was college, college, college. And fast forward 6 years later, that's obviously not the case, but at the time, there was so much pressure on me as a 18-year-old, 17-year-old, you know, taking the SATs, taking the required test, the applications, the essays. There was so much pressure put on me as a young adult, and it felt like if I didn't do these things, I was gonna fail. There was no other option. And I don't think it's talked about enough that it's okay to not go to college after high school. It's okay to take a year off. It's okay to let yourself grow as an individual and a person before making that choice, because all the stress that comes with it, everything that comes with it, it's very overwhelming, especially when you go straight from high school to college. It's two different dynamics. And you know, you learn in high school, oh, well, we're just trying to prepare you for college, and oh, they do this in college. But when you get to college, it's a completely different dynamic. The things that you get told don't match up. There's different ways to do things, different formats. It's very different. And it's really hard on young adults when they're pushed to do these things and they have no idea what they're getting themselves into because it's so different. And I think it's really important that adults, parents, understand how much pressure is put on a high school student, how much you're overwhelming them when you tell them, oh, if you don't go to college, you're not going to make it. You need a degree to get a job. When in reality, you don't. And I think that if parents were to listen to their children a little bit more and really understand where they're coming from and understand their emotional and maturity levels, more parents would be accepting of their children choosing to do something else out of high school. By all means, there are some high school students that are ready for that. They're ready to take that next step after high school, but not everyone is. I was one of those kids. You know, I got there in August of 2016. My parents dropped me off. I had the little money that I had saved up because I had to pay for part of my dorm. I pay for my phone bill, pay for all my groceries. The meal swipes were cool, but the food was not it. If you've ate at the Cafs at Texas State, you know what I'm talking about. It was very hard. I really wanted to get a job so that I had something to do other than eat, sleep, go to class, do homework, repeat. I wanted to do something more than that. I wanted to make money. I wanted to occupy myself. But every place that was hiring, I needed a car to get to. Well, I got dropped off at college with no car. My dad pretty much told me to find your way around. And this was difficult because I had no friends there. I didn't know anyone, and I was not socially mature. I was not emotionally mature. So trying to make friends was very difficult for me. I only made probably, I want to say, one friend while I was there. And I hated having to rely on him to get around. It felt like I was a burden. And that was really hard for me because I was so independent. When I lived back home, I drove myself everywhere, to and from my job, to and from school. And this was just a very big difference. Because I had nobody and I felt so alone and I just was in the same routine over and over again, I developed depression and anxiety. I was clinically diagnosed at the medical center on campus. I had to take medicine for it, and it sucked. That's all I have to say. It felt like every day was a struggle, like I was just clawing my way through each week. I had no motivation to do anything, and over time I developed a stomach ulcer, and that really took a toll on my body. I lost roughly 20 pounds. I couldn't eat anything, couldn't keep anything down, I could barely drink fluids, and I had no vehicle to get myself to the doctor. So my mom would have to come down, drive 4 hours, because I didn't have a vehicle. She had to drive 4 hours just to take me to the doctor, because, again, I had one friend, and he's got a life too, he's got classes too. So that was extremely rough for me, and that happened around my second semester. That was very, very dark times. Very dark times, that's all I gotta say. I was smoking constantly. That was the only way that I could eat. I had no appetite. So I was smoking constantly. And that was rough on my body as well. And I know that was the wrong way to go about it. But at the time, that's all I felt like I had to do or could do just to get food in my body to survive. I started falling behind in my classes. I failed one, I got a couple D's and some C's in the other ones. I just couldn't focus on anything, I couldn't eat. And my dad told me that that was an excuse. He told me that getting a stomach ulcer is no excuse for failing classes, so he made me move back home. And that was rough too, because my own parent couldn't understand from a medical perspective what was happening to me. He doesn't really believe in depression and anxiety, so that was really hard for me as well, not having a parent that understood that. Only my mom really understood. So it was very difficult. So my first year straight out of graduation was an absolute shit show. I wanted to go ahead and bring my friend Ariana onto the podcast just to answer a couple questions I had. First, Ariana, do you think that you have to go to college to be successful?
There's definitely a stigma around how college can make you successful in life. I honestly don't believe that going to college can make you successful. I know people who never went to college and literally have 7 figures in their bank account. College is pushed on a lot of young adults, and they do feel the pressure that they have to go to college in order to be successful in life. But there's so many other jobs out there that don't require a college degree that pay so well versus you stressed out in college, then graduating, and then possibly still not having a job in the field that you studied for. It literally just boils down to how well your worth ethic is. So if you ask me honestly, college does not make you successful in life.
All right, Ariana. And then my second question is, did you feel pressure to go to college and why?
Yes, I did feel pressured to go to college. It was more so the stigma around it, not my family. It was more so of it being embedded in my head in high school that in order for me to be successful in life, I would have to go to college. But once I graduated high school and I got a job, I realized it had nothing to do with me going to college.
Thank you so much, Ariana, for answering those questions for me. Guys, it is okay to not go to college after high school. You can still be successful, and I hope y'all know that. Anyway, stay positive, keep your head up, and we'll see you on next week's episode. Thank y'all so much.